following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
At the Sears Veterans Day event, the deals are so extravagant, we brought in a town crier for all to hear.
Hear ye, hear ye. Let it be known that you can get 30 to 40% off appliances. I repeat, 30 to... I have to get to Sears.
Head to the Sears Veterans Day event and save 30 to 40% on Appliance Supervise. Plus, when you use your Sears card, get 10% back in points to spend on anything you want with our free rewards program all season long.
Sears, where better happens. 10% in points on first $1,000 spent and 5% on amounts over. Valid email opt-in required. Points valid through 1/31/14. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Can't get enough sports? With Xfinity from Comcast, you can watch all your favorite ESPN networks anytime, anywhere. Plus, from now till November 17th, get free access to ESPN Goal Line and hundreds of live games during Xfinity Sportstacular. Go to Xfinity.com/livesports to start watching now.
And if that's not enough sports action, visit Xfinity.com/win and find out about the Xfinity Most Live Sports Sweepstakes. Xfinity, your home for the most live sports.
Sportstacular contact limited to Xfinity TV customers. Not all programming available in all areas.
There is no place like Nebraska. Do you hold Nebraska? You
This is a dream come true for me. Yeah, I grew up. All I ever wanted to do was be a Husker.
Back to throw is Tater, looking, holding, set, throws deep downfield, looking toward the end zone. The pass is caught. Touchdown. Kenny Bell pulls it in.
Ball is given to Fryer on an inside handoff. He floats. The 20, the 10. Touchdown, Nebraska.
Hundley gets the snap. Huskers send the blitz. Hundley steps up, gets hit, goes down. Big sack by the Cornhuskers. Andrew Green on a corner blitz brings him down.
Second down and six. Martinez running, first down, Taylor Martinez. Oh, here he goes. Martinez, can he outrun him? Martinez at the 10. Touchdown, Nebraska. 92 yards.
That'll be back to throw, looking, throwing down toward the end zone as a man out there overshoots it, and it's intercepted. Picked off by Stanley Jean. Baptiste in the end zone. The third pick of the night for the Husker defense.
Steve Taylor looks to the five-man Cowboy front, takes the snap, hands it off to Clark, cuts back left side, 30, 32, 33, 35, broke it, out across the 40, 45, he may go, 50, 45, 40, first place in scrimmage, 25, 20, 15, 10, touchdown, touchdown, touchdown! Holy cow, unbelievable, the first play from scrimmage.
Martinez gets a shotgun snap, back to throw, Tater sets, throws over the middle pass, caught! Ben Cotton, touchdown, and Nebraska has taken the lead.
Nobody's been more dominant than Nebraska. Nothing can compare to it.
Frazier adding more numbers, more yards to those. Big, oh, they don't have them yet. Look at Tommy Frazier. How many tackles can one man break? Touchdown.
Martinez in trouble. Reverses. Trying to break contain. Martinez up the sideline. Still running.
Sets, throws, pass, intercepted, Stafford at the 20, 15, 10, Damian Stafford down to the 4-yard line. The Huskers now with a chance to tie it at the Penn State 4. Snap back to McGloin, throws it out to flat to Lehman, the tight end, he makes a catch, leads, fumbles the ball in the end zone, Huskers recover in the end zone, it's a touchback.
Nebraska's thin up front, George is going a little tempo on him, they're trying to set a screen, and
formation for the Huskers. Zimmer is the fullback. Burkhead the deep back. Play action fake. Tater back looking deep downfield. Has a man out there. The pass is caught. Touchdown. Quincy Inunua. His first 6 points of the year.
Laycock's getting close to see if Taylor's going to be able to get it off. He does. Martinez. Jones was after. Fire into the end zone. Touchdown Nebraska. Jamal Turner.
From the 20. I formation. Cross the deep back. They give it off to Amani, right side. He's got a first down, 15-10. Amani crossed it a 5, banging his way to the end zone for a touchdown.
Just to buckle it up one time and see what it feels like to wear that end on the side of your helmet. Because I tell you what, when you got that helmet on, you don't feel like there's anything that you can't accomplish.
Twins to the far side. Huskers do send a blitz. Here comes Compton. Hit it from the outside. They hit Bellamy. Bring him to the turf at the 20-yard line. Ciontae Evans with a sack for the Big Red. O'Brien turns. Hands off Monte Ball. Hit it. He's stopped. He's short of the first.
Allen at the 36. Thompson now dropping straight back. This one is intercepted by Tomjak. Jeff Tomjak.
Oh, I like that stance.
So he'll get the handoff. It is Hoffman. Hoffman to midfield.
He's got another gear.
They are not going to catch him. Jack Hoffman to the end zone. Husker.
Super duper awesome. Thanks for the trophy. I'm glad that you are all now on Team Jack. And I know with you, we can't lose. Thanks.
Oh, there truly is no place like Nebraska.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, and a happy football Friday. Doug Duda, Jim Langan. I am jacked up for Pigskin Pick'em, $80 in Cunningham's cash. Plus, we're drawn out for the Nebraska-Iowa tickets next week at our Husker lunch. So the last chance to get in for those, right, Jeff? Because you can't give them away afterwards, right?
Right, and just a quick reminder, if you're an ESPN Superstation Rewards member, you got till Saturday. You can redeem your points to get in for those tickets as well.
All right, go to ESPNSuperstation.com for all the information. Jimmy, how you doing?
Hey, real good. How about you, Jim?
I am jacked up. I have no sleep. If I did that five-hour energy and, like, energy drink type of stuff, it'd be unbearable in here. So I don't do it. I know my heart would explode.
You know,
I need it. But, you know, Dr. Pepper probably
works
the
just
same
as well.
Thing.
Good
yeah.
deal.
Yeah. It's an IV. That's what that is.
Dr.
Right there.
Pepper, it's a two-hour energy drink or instead of a five-hour, right?
Just get one of those Randy Bush Cutter 704-ounce mugs. Boom!
Dr. Pepper, Mountain Dew,
Jolt, whatever it takes.
Yeah, I always like it when you go in there and they have a sign and it says, you know, all sodas, you know, like 74 cents, any size. Yeah. You know, they got a small cup over there for 74 cents. And then you look over there and there's this huge cup over there. Are you sure that's 74 cents, dude?
Something you need a refrigerator mover to bring in. You know,
I'm over there thinking about, hey, there's a trash can there. And if I could clean that out, I'm thinking about just moving that, you know, everything I can out of there, clean it out a little bit and then just fill that thing up for 74 cents.
Look, I'm filling this X keg up.
There you go.
You know, those mini with the bubbles that they used to have. Out there. Folks, coming up on the program today, we are going to do Pigskin Pick'em in the first half of the show today. We're going to catch up with Robin Washit of HuskerOnline.com, talk Husker basketball and Husker football. Also, got a chance to catch up with Dave Warner, the co-offensive coordinator of the Michigan State Spartans, and he is the running back coach this year, but the previous 6 years he coached the quarterbacks, including Kirk Cousins, Brian Hoyer, and he has run the offense up there for the Spartans. And he's been all around the block. He's coached at Kansas and coached quarterbacks there from the late 80s to the mid-90s and has had many trips to Lincoln. None have been successful. When we make our prediction, I guess that's going to have to weigh in a little bit, Jimmy, because, again, I've said all year that I thought Nebraska was going to struggle with Michigan, and they did, but they won. And all year I thought everybody was worried about Michigan State. I said we're going to beat them. It's at home. Wonder if we're going to flip-flop. This is the game. Nebraska, tough stretch. No matter what happens, they got to go to Penn State and then on 6 days turn around and come home and play Iowa. So Michigan State wins this. They're going to the championship game. Nebraska wins it. They still have a chance. They still have to win out. But playing at home, Michigan State's never beat Nebraska ever, wherever they've played. Seven tries, Nebraska 7-0. Something has to happen. That Michigan State being favored by a touchdown, everybody's going to take Nebraska in Nebraska. And that you know that means probably Michigan State is even more of a favorite than we think with that great defense and their offense getting better.
You know, I think the thing that is really hard when you're betting with your heart or you're betting with your brain, you know, those are two things you got to look at. And you know, the crowd can only cover so much. I mean, you only can get fired up so long. I mean, the same crowd was at the UCLA Nebraska game. You know, and Nebraska gets up and plays really well. But sooner or later, if there's nothing to cheer about, the crowd kind of loses a little bit of excitement there. So I just hope that our players, and I think our players at Nebraska are going to give a tremendous effort. But I just don't know how good Michigan State is. If Michigan State is a top 12 team in the nation, if they're that good, we will struggle. And there's nothing we can do about it. But if they're somewhere around 30th, Nebraska's got a good chance to win.
It's going to be interesting. Turnovers can't turn the football over. We'll talk about it with Robin Washit later on. But, Jimmy, I just, in my head, Armstrong and the option, and not everyone, but everybody knows that a few of those pitches have been a little bit behind. And if Michigan State gets upfield as quickly as we think they're going to get against an offensive line that has never played together, because Zach Stirp's going to be moving in there, Rodriguez is moving around, Mowdy is out, it could get real, real interesting. It'll be interesting to see if Nebraska, if Michigan State comes, or if they set back and just tackle everybody. Because it's obviously going to make a difference in what Tim Beck calls his plays, and they're going to be challenged as much as anybody this weekend. The play calling, the offensive coaches for the Huskers.
Yeah, if Abdullah can run the ball, if he can get 100 yards rushing, we've got a chance to win.
He gets 100 yards rushing, he probably moves up two rounds in the NFL draft.
Exactly. But, you know, he's done that every game. That's the one thing that's happened. If we're going to talk about, hey, Michigan State's got a great defense. Good, they do. They got a great defense, okay? We know that, okay? But so is a few other teams that have played Abdullah. You know, they know who. I mean, it's pretty obvious who we're getting the ball to. You know, so that is going to be a key. And really, when you get right down to it, if Nebraska has to throw the ball and have to throw the ball quickly, and Michigan State's got seven people in the box to have to stop the run, we have a chance to win. But if Michigan State can stop the run with four or five people, we are in deep trouble. And we are going to have trouble not winning, scoring, Doug. We're going to have trouble scoring at all. Could you imagine that? I mean, I'm talking about a lot of trouble scoring.
Yeah?
Yeah. Total points. I'm talking about just a field goal.
What about this? Abdullah carrying. Do you think we'll see just a touch more, and again, it depends. If you got all these three and outs, the number of offensive plays you run are not going to be around 80. They're going to be in the 50s. What are the odds that Nebraska, early on, uses Imani Cross to just run like a bulldozer into the middle of that line and see what he can get? Use your most physical back and just test what Michigan State has over there. You think that's a possibility?
You know, I think a lot of things are possible. I think you know, you get right down to it. I mean, we could go on forever, but whoever blocks the best and whoever tackles the best is probably going to win the game. And at Nebraska, we have that one thing else, Doug. We can't drop any of those passes. We've got to really catch the ball. But so does Michigan State. Both teams are going to have to. And it's going to be what are people going to be doing on third down? And also manageable thirds down. Is Nebraska in a lot of third and 12s? Or is Nebraska going to be in a lot of third and 2s? Because if it's a manageable third and 2, we've got a chance. But if it's third and 12, third and 11, you know, third and 10, it doesn't look very good.
Nebraska has to win the turnover battle. I think there will be turnovers. I think they'll be both ways. I think not only does Nebraska have to win the turnover battle, the Huskers have done a pretty good job at getting some interceptions. They probably need to take one of them to the house or a first and goal situation. You know, don't pick it at midfield, go three and out and have to punt it anyway. They're going to have to get a turnover that gets them some points directly off that play. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. That's the number, the Bruce Furniture fan line. If you'd like to contact us, you're going to need it in our next segment for our Friday get-together. We're going to talk about Troutman's here in a minute, but we've got coming up on the program our Pigskin Pick'em. Also, you can email us anytime, Tent Popper Inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550. You can Facebook us at ESPN Superstation, Hastings St. Cecilia. Their volleyball team has sweeped today at Palmyra. They'll play tomorrow morning for the state championship, and that'll be on 1230 a.m. KHAS. And then there'll be a huge celebration for all our championship teams with Troutman's Quality Meats. Why wouldn't you? Tailgate after the game. You can tailgate before the game. You can do it at the event center. If you're going to the Husker game, make sure Troutman's is your stop along the way. And don't forget Thanksgiving right around the corner, so reserve your fresh turkeys today. Troutman's has a limited number, so don't delay. You'll want it reserved and ready to go. Also, Troutman's has smoked turkey, boneless hams, and prime ribs. And deer hunters, I guess that's coming up this weekend. Troutman's will make your clean, boneless trim into your favorite sausages. While you are in the deer stand, you can munch on their snack sticks and summer sausage, jalapeno cheddar flavored too. It's perfect for the Husker tailgate. Fresh from the smokehouse, they've got the very best sausages. So all kinds of things going on. We've got tailgating. We've got deer hunting season. We've got Thanksgiving. So whether you need to reserve your hams or turkeys, or whether you want to take care of your deer, Troutman's will take care of you. you. Troutman's Quality Meats, can't do any better. Carrie and the gang have been there for you. The experience makes the difference. Their quality steaks are aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness, and only USDA Choice Certified Angus Beef comes from Carrie and the gang at Troutman's Quality Meats. East Highway 30, Kearney, back with more after this.
What is one contestant from The Biggest Loser using to lose weight after the show?
Hi, my name is Amy Wolf. I lost 100 pounds on The Biggest Loser. After having a baby, I gained a lot of it back. My trainer and I were introduced to the brand new CTS 360 at Complete Nutrition. We both liked that CTS 360 was a complete toning system that helps tone your body. So far, I'm down over 30 pounds with CTS 360. And even though I'm not working out as much as I was on The Biggest Loser, I'm losing inches, I'm getting more toned, and I'm still dropping the weight. Thank you, CTS 360.
Celebrities, doctors, and personal trainers are using CTS 360 to tighten and tone their bodies. Get to Complete Nutrition today and pick up your own CTS 360. If you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, contact your Complete Nutrition consultant to adjust your dose.
You're in your car, late for work. But when you turn the key, you find out your battery never bothered to put in its two-week notice. Just up and quit right on the spot. So you make your next job a trip to AutoZone for a reliable new Duralast battery. Well, at least your car got a promotion today.
Come into AutoZone for a new Duralast battery. Rugged, dependable power you can count on. Duralast batteries, sold exclusively at AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
As we age, testosterone levels decline. So does performance, muscle tone, and energy. She's noticed, too. It's not your fault. You owe it to yourself to try Enzyte MRC, a male refueling complex to support healthy testosterone levels. Refuel that strong, lean, healthy, energetic, masculine guy you left behind. Get a free 30-day trial of Enzyte MRC. Just pay shipping and a free sports bag with your free trial. Call 800-773-8150. 800-773-8150. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease. Free trial requires Viagra.
Jersey's has all the games you want to see for the season. Get to Jersey's on Husker game days. Free Jello shots for everyone when the Huskers score a touchdown. Beer and lots of food specials. Jersey's has the full NFL package and offers $3 Bloody Marys all day long. And the best bucket prices in town. Remember, there are specials every night at Jersey's. Happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 6. Jersey's Sports Bar and Grill located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, North Kearney, where the game and the grill are always on.
Friday night, it's a Pac-12 showdown in Pasadena as number 13 UCLA hosts Washington. Hi, I'm John Todges of Westwood One. Join Terry Donahue and me from the Rose Bowl for all the action. Brett Hundley and the Bruins need a win to keep pace in the Pac-12 South race, while Keith Price and the Huskies are on the hunt for a third straight win. Who will come out on top? Tune in to find out. If it's NCAA football, it's right here.
Washington, UCLA, Friday night at 8 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Some passing clouds today as winds pick up out of the south 10 to 20. Highs will be nearing 60. Partly cloudy skies tonight with south winds at 5 to 15 and our lows in the upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatrow. Right now it's 55.
Doug and Danny Show back at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Oh, I got news that I know people have been waiting to hear. You know, there's been, we talked recruiting week a little bit, the non-football type. You get some volleyball players, you get some basketball players. Jimmy.
Is this bowling?
Aurora, Illinois.
Okay.
Aurora, Illinois, home of Wayne's World. Aurora, Illinois. Exactly what you would think. Another signing. This is Julia Bond. She will bring a championship background at the national level to the Huskers. She is regarded as the top high school bowling prospect in the country, Jimmy.
I'm catching on this show, Doug. I mean, you can't pull one over us anymore.
at the North Point Junior Gold Championships in Sterling Heights, Michigan. She was the champion of the under 20 girls division, earning a spot on the Junior USA bowling team. She'll compete with them and current Nebraska bowler and first team All-American Liz Culkin. She's not only an individual standout, she recently led the Wabunasi Valley High School to a 45-3 record, winning the Illinois State High School Bowling Championships. The next great chucker of the round ball, Julia Bond. There you go. Nothing?
I can't.
I'm putting you on rifle. You're on rifle detail now. You're going to scout the Husker rifle team. I'm going to stay on bowling. And you can break Nebraska rifle news.
I'm not doing that either.
It is so great. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here. Johnny Carney says, the combined records of opponents, Michigan State 57-54, Nebraska 58-53. Pretty even turnovers are going to be huge in this game and field position. Michigan State only beat Purdue 14-0. Just saying that we can win this football game.
Yeah, and I think that's the one game I look at, is that their offense is not perfect. I mean, they had some success against Michigan, but it was kind of late in the game.
Julia Bond. Johnny Rogers got his pardon. You care?
Yes, I do. I'm glad he did. That's fine with me. That happened a lot of years ago, and I'll tell you what, I'm really happy he played in the Oklahoma-Nebraska game in 71 and ran the punt back.
Yes, am I. Me too.
78 yards. Yeah, no, that, I was extremely happy he got to play in the game.
All right. A couple of other things. We mentioned state football tonight. Grand Island hosting Omaha North. That's at 7 o'clock in Class B. York goes to Gretna. McCook is at Omaha Scott, and in Kearney, the six-man state football championship tonight. It will kick off at 7 o'clock. The first person that can call 888-455-ESPN and tell me both teams that are playing in the six-man championship go against myself and Jimmy Langan in Pigskin Pick'em with $80 of Cunningham's cash on the line. Plus, you're in for the Nebraska-Iowa tickets, the Big Daly's Deli large combo meal. First caller at 888-455-3776 that can tell me the two teams playing for the six-man championship. Get to take us on. Remember, you only get to go once a year in Pigskin Pick'em. We'll be right back.
This is that sad time of year again when you're unhooking your propane bottle and wheeling that grill into the garage for the winter. I know you'll miss her. This is Jeremy at HK Sports Bar and Grill, and I've got some great news for you. We never put our grill away. Every day is a backyard barbecue for us. We're talking burgers that require both hands, juicy Nebraska ribeyes, baby back ribs, even smoked brisket. So throw that cover over your grill and get down to HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process
and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Some passing clouds today as winds pick up out of the south 10 to 20. Highs will be nearing 60. Partly cloudy skies tonight with south winds at 5 to 15 and our lows in the upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatro. Right now it's 55.
Oh, the glory and the revelry of Pigskin Pick'em. Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda, Jim Langan. Jimmy, I don't remember who won last week.
You did.
If 5-5 is a win, I guess that's what happened.
You won.
We have put together a 7-week winning streak, and that means $80 in Cunningham's cash is up for grabs. Matt in Hastings is going up against us this week. He's already picked up the large combo meal to Big Dally's Delis. He's got two locations there in Hastings, one downtown, one by Duncan Ballfield, 801 West 2nd Street, 610 East South Street. If you're in the Kearney area, 3905 North 2nd Avenue. We put him in for the Iowa-Nebraska tickets as well. He knew that it's Silver Lake and Hyannis playing for the six-man championship tonight. And Matt, how you doing this morning?
Not too bad. How are you?
All right. Great to have you on the show. You ready to pick some football?
We'll see.
All right. Well, you basically only got to beat Jimmy because the best I can do is 5-5. So here we go. Friday night, tonight, here on ESPN Radio, Washington is at UCLA. UCLA is favored by 3. Matt, who you got?
UCLA.
I am taking UCLA, Jimmy.
I've got Washington.
Yeah, I know. I'm a little worried because I look at your picks and I go, what am I doing wrong anymore? Got to put Hawaii on there once in a while. San Diego State is a 4.5-point favorite at Hawaii. If that's all you're ever a favorite at Hawaii, you're not a favorite. I'm taking Hawaii. Jimmy, who you got?
I'll take San Diego State.
And Matt, who do you got?
The Aztecs.
All right, Cincinnati is at Rutgers. This is a toss-up, a pick'em game. Jimmy, who you like in this one?
I don't like either team, but I'm taking Rutgers.
Yeah, I'm taking Cincinnati for absolutely no reason. Matt, what do you like?
I like Rutgers.
All right, North Carolina is at Pittsburgh, and this is another pick'em game. I guess you're supposed to take the home teams. I don't know. Matt, who do you like? North Carolina at Pittsburgh.
We'll try North Carolina.
I don't like Pittsburgh, and we know why. So I'll take North Carolina. The only good thing that ever came out of Pittsburgh was Tony Dorsett. How about you, Jimmy?
I'm going to take North Carolina also, so it's going to be a complete sweep there.
Okay, the craziest game that I can't believe. Apparently, this is to see who's going to play Florida State in the ACC championship, and we're talking football. Duke and Miami of Florida, the game is at Duke. Jimmy, help me here. Miami's favored by 3.5 at Duke. How can Miami only be favored by 3.5 at Duke? Who you got?
Well, I'm taking Duke, but I think it boils down to the Virginia Tech game. Duke played pretty well against Virginia Tech, I think, and I'll have to go back and check that, but I think that's who it was. So
I just, since I can't believe it, and I know that means Duke's going to cover, I'm still going to take Miami of Florida. Matt, who do you like?
I guess I'll take Miami. It's hard picking Duke. Football.
All right, California at Colorado, two of the teams that are trying to get their head above water, and they're a long way from doing that in the Pac-12 conference. California at Colorado. Boy, you know what? I'll take Colorado. Matt, who do you like?
Colorado also.
Yeah, Colorado's favored by 2.5, by the way.
I'm taking Colorado also, but it's a complete sweep, and it should be. Somebody threw on the other side of it.
Some bad, bad.
I think if we had a fourth guy, they'd probably win the contest this week.
We should just, next year, we should bring a dartboard in and have the chicken peck at it like everybody else does. All right, let's get to some teams you might care about. Stanford at USC. Stanford's a 3.5-point favorite. Matt, who do you like?
I'm going to take Stanford.
Jimmy?
I'm taking Stanford.
I'll take USC. Stanford, I think, has lost their mojo a little bit. That's a stupid pick.
Why is that?
That's a stupid pick. Stanford, that's just a stupid pick. I'm going to make another stupid pick next. Georgia at Auburn. Some reason I just think Georgia's better than what they're playing. I'm taking Georgia. Jimmy?
I'm also taking Georgia.
And Auburn's a 3.5-point favorite at home against Georgia. Matt, who do you like?
I will take Auburn. How's that?
That's a good pick. It's a logical pick. Two games left. Oklahoma State at Texas. I want Oklahoma State to win this football game, so I like their offense to outscore Texas. I'm going to take Oklahoma State. Jimmy?
I'll take Oklahoma State.
Matt, who do you like?
I'll take Texas.
And the final game here on ESPN tomorrow. The last two Nebraska opponents, Michigan at Northwestern. Matt, Northwestern is favored by 3 at home against Michigan. Who you like?
I'll take Northwestern.
Jimmy, who you like?
Well, I'm going to take Northwestern. They had a week to prepare, didn't they?
Yeah, and Michigan didn't look good last week, even though as much as you want to say, yay, Big Red, and good job, Nebraska, winning in the Big House, Michigan did not look good last week. Northwestern should be able to put some points on them, but Nebraska didn't put any points on them. I find this a hard game to figure. And I love both the coaches. They always treat us well at media days. Maybe that's a little sentiment in the heart, too. Love Brady Hoke. Love Pat Fitzgerald. Man, oh, man. I think this is going to be a close game. Somebody's going to explode. I'm taking Northwestern because they're the home team. Our tiebreaker is Michigan State at Nebraska. As Jimmy said earlier, the over-under is only 42 points in this football game. Matt, what is your prediction? Total points, Nebraska, Michigan State.
I was going to go with 42.
That's a great pick. Jimmy? I'll go first.
Okay, I'll tell you what I got here.
I believe I've been doing this low-scoring thing all year, and then it's high. And then last week I went high and it was low. So obviously I have no clue when it comes to this. But I think it's going to be low, and I'm going to go 19-13. So that's 32 points.
I'm going to go 43.5 points, and I think the defenses are going to be so good that they're actually going to score points.
All right, there you go. Matt, congratulations on what you've already won, and $80 in Cunningham's cash up for grabs. Enjoy the games.
All right, thanks a lot.
You bet, Matt and Hastings. Again, if this sheet that I just filled out goes 5-5, then... And by the way, I took 19-13. Who are you taking? Are you taking Nebraska or are you taking Michigan State?
I'm taking Michigan State. I think Michigan State's going to probably win the game. And, boy, I hope I'm wrong. I just hope I'm wrong. When I look at this game on a piece of paper, the thing that I see is Nebraska only has one chance to win the game. And the only chance that they have is that our defense has got to stop their offense. All the other things I think are going to happen. I think all the other things will happen. I think Michigan State's going to make it difficult for Nebraska to score. I think that's going to happen. I think the special teams we can't control. But we got to make sure our defense is going to be able to stop Michigan State. And our defense has played well lately, but they played well against Northwestern, and they played well against Michigan. And I don't know how well we actually played in some other games. You know, our defense has been kind of... just a little questionable, and I'm afraid that that could happen. We may be in trouble with that aspect. So that's why I think Michigan State will win the game.
Coming up after the break, Jimmy gives his selections. How many do we have this week?
Just five.
Bounce it back. Last week we had the two on Thursday and then two for the weekend, including so far the lock of the year, and it was Kansas State, and you nailed that one. We're 32-10. Is that where we're at right now? Jimmy's 32-10 on the season on his selections. And you told me a couple of them, and a couple of the top 25 teams, which rarely show up on your selections or on your selections. So we'll do that after the break. But right now, the Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Yesterday's question, how will the Huskers fare against Michigan State? 54% said a flat-out lose and no cover. 31% said win. 15% said they'll stay within that touchdown, but lose, but cover. That was our Midtown Mark Cooler question yesterday. Today and for the weekend, what do you make of the Cy Young Award winners? Really?
Yeah, there's two angles here. Kershaw is always the ERA guy. And then Scherzer this year didn't have as good an ERA, but he was wins. He had 20 wins. So there's, which camp are you in? Are you in the wins or are you in the ERA camp?
So vote on that now on ESPNSuperstation.com. What do you make of this year's Cy Young Award winners, Max Scherzer of Detroit and Clayton Kershaw of the Dodgers. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show, including Jimmy's selections. We'll talk with Michigan State co-offensive coordinator Dave Warner and Robin Washut of Husker Online in our last segment. Stay with us.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
The Home Depot has lowered prices for the holidays, so let's get a move on and get a Ryobi One Plus 18-volt lithium-ion drill and impact driver combo kit for a new low price of $129. Then let's give the gift of drilling and driving and recharging in 30 minutes or less. Let's nail the perfect gift for our favorite do-it-yourselfer. Let's do this with holiday savings. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. While supplies last, U.S. only.
And Progressive Insurance presents Flo's newest song. We compare rates to give you confidence.
We compare rates to find you a great deal, so you can be even more confident. Not that you need more confidence. I'm sure you're a great person with great posture, and you probably look really good in corduroy pants, which isn't easy.
Comparing rates to help you save. Visit Progressive.com today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available.
The annual Gateway Farm Expo, November 20th and 21st at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds, showcases hundreds of exhibitors that will help your ag business succeed. While you browse, enjoy free lunches and entertainment. The Gateway Farm Expo, sponsored by Farm and Ranch Network, Mid-States Irrigation, and Town and Country Bank. The 2013 Gateway Farm Expo in Kearney, coordinated by Kappa Co-op, November 20th and 21st.
It's the Gateway Farm Expo!
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle, and so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better, just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it, because you're back to 100% and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
Some passing clouds today as winds pick up out of the south 10 to 20. Highs will be nearing 60. Partly cloudy skies tonight with south winds at 5 to 15 and our lows in the upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Greg Tatrow. Right now it's 55.
Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda, Jim Langan rolling along at the state volleyball tournament. St. Cecilia in C2, Millard West in A have advanced on to the state championships. The second semifinals are going on there. Coming up this afternoon, we've got volleyball on the Breeze 94.5 FM and Classic Hits 98.9. After the show, I'm headed to Grand Island to bring you the volleyball action from C1 at the Heartland Events Center. It will be Kearney Catholic and Ogallala battling at 2 o'clock. At 4 o'clock, Minden will be in action as they take on Columbus SCOTUS, and then Grand Island Northwest and Norris will play at 6:30. Here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, we're glad to have you along with us. So that's the volleyball there on the Breeze 94.5 FM. It will be Giltner and Sterling at 2. Bertrand will play Stewart at 4 in the D2 semifinals. Some great matches that didn't go the way of a couple of area teams yesterday. Axtell was right there with Howells Dodge and fell in the fifth set. Aurora, which been a tough couple of weeks for that program, a four-set loss to Omaha Scott. Millard West lost to Grand Island, or Grand Island lost to Millard West, or lost to Freeman yesterday as far as teams in the listening area. So some great volleyball. Don't forget UNK is playing their final game at Central Missouri tonight. Then it's the MIAA tournament. They'll host a game on Tuesday. The basketball teams are on the road. Hastings basketball will host Northwestern tomorrow. Their volleyball season is over. Also, Hastings football, we assume their volleyball season's over. They still have the at-large bids to come out. Hastings football wraps up tomorrow. The 100th meeting all time with Nebraska Wesleyan, and UNK wraps up at Fort Hays. But right now, We've got another volleyball update. It was West Point Guardian Angels taking the first set from Freeman, but Freeman takes the second set. The winner of that gets Hastings St. Cecilia. And in a Class A, the semifinal match has Lincoln Southeast taking on Omaha Marion. And I think I saw that Lincoln Southeast won the first set of that match. So there you go. Marion took the first set from Southeast, 25-18. Let's get to the picks. Jimmy, five picks. I want to hear them. What do we got for this week?
Well, I think the one thing you have to be careful about is that when Vegas knows this, and so do all the bettors, and they all know that there's style points going on for the BCS. So I think you got to be careful if you're betting on teams that are trying to get style points. So I'd be careful now. This is the time of year when if they escalate that up more points than they should. So I am going against Alabama. They beat LSU last week. They got a big game with Auburn. They're playing at Mississippi State. I think the points are too high. They got it at 25. So I like Mississippi State plus the 25 points. They've went to a bowl game last year, and I think they just can compete and play. And they're going to look at this game as something that they've been looking forward to all year long. When they saw that on their schedule, Mississippi State had this one penciled in. I like Kansas State again. I don't like them as well as I did last week. They've caught up with them a little bit. They're a 10-point favorite over TCU. I think they'll cover again. I like Northwestern over Michigan. I saw both teams place. This is something that in Nebraska people should be very much aware of, is which team played better against Nebraska. Well, Northwestern did. Northwestern about beat us in Lincoln. Yeah. Michigan, we all beat them there. And then now the game's at Northwestern, and it's only three. So I like Northwestern. I like Stanford over USC. I think USC's a little overrated. They've beaten some bad teams pretty bad. And
I picked them in Pigskin Picks, so that only solidifies
But I think Stanford, USC's going to have to do a lot of things well to beat Stanford. That game's at USC. USC wants to win this game really bad. But Stanford's only a 3.5-point favorite. If it was more than that, maybe I would take. But I think Stanford will win the game. And then I like Oklahoma State against Texas. I don't think Texas is very good. They've been very lucky winning some games on the road. And I still think they have the same athletes they've always. I don't think Oklahoma State's great, but I think Oklahoma State's good enough to beat Texas by three.
So the picks again, Mississippi State, take the points against Alabama. Also, K-State, give the points against TCU. Northwestern, give the points against Michigan. Stanford, give the points against USC. Oklahoma State, give the points against Texas. You're in a giving mood. It's not even Christmas.
Hey, you know what? I really was looking for some dogs that would cover. I really were looking around and looking at some people that maybe some underdogs that could cover. And I just didn't find anything that I liked except Mississippi State. And I think anybody that really is looking at this game, go check the box score of the Mississippi State LSU game. Because Mississippi State had LSU down in the third quarter, and then got beat. The last 35 points went all to LSU, and 35 in the last 16 minutes. And some of them were interceptions and things like that. So just check the box score if you're really interested in it.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio, welcoming in Michigan State tomorrow. And what a football game with all kinds of conference implications. And we're pleased to welcome in the co-offensive coordinator, running backs coach at Michigan State, Dave Warner, to the Doug and Daddy Show. He's been their quarterbacks coach. Obviously, we know about all the great guys that they've had there. And, Coach, thanks for the time. Does the coaching staff get as anxious for games like this as the fans do?
Oh, absolutely, Doug. I think you know, this is what college football is all about, or games like this. When you get to November, and they obviously mean a lot more with championship implications on the line. So, yeah, we look forward to it as much, or probably even more so than the fans do.
Let's ask you the question that everybody wants to know. Have you ever been around a defense that has played like the Spartans have this year?
I can't say I have, no. I've been around this a while, but they're playing very, very well. And you know, especially early in the year when we were struggling offensively, they were responsible quite a bit for our success. So they're playing well, and I'm happy about it.
Dave, when you get to go against them, because you don't do it so much during the regular season when you get into practice, but spring ball and getting for the fall ball practices going before camp really opens, how did you know that was going to help your offense going against the best defense in the country day in and day out?
Well, first of all, you know, the last couple of years, they've been very good. Last year, they were a very good defense, and it's sort of becoming a tradition here under Coach Narduzzi. And, you know, we knew in the springtime they were going to be probably better than they've been even. And, you know, it makes it tough on us offensively as we go against them in the spring and during preseason. First of all, we get some confidence going because they're so difficult to run or throw against. And then also just evaluate what we're doing offensively, you know, because they make it hard. But I guess that's a good problem to have. But we finally got it going a little bit offensively, so I think we're feeling good.
Dave Warner, the co-offensive coordinator at Michigan State, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Of course, Coach, with that promotion, you move from coaching the quarterbacks to the running backs. How's that transition, and is it really that much different since you're a co-O coordinator? You're still working with everybody.
Yeah, you know, I still meet with quarterbacks every day prior to our regular scheduled meeting, so I have a chance to keep my hand involved in that. And then obviously throughout practice, I'm very, very hands-on, I think, with those guys. But it's been a good transition. To answer your question, I think we got some good quality running backs that are performing pretty good right now. You know, and I think through coaching quarterbacks for all the years that I have, you have a very good grasp of all positions. So the transition's been good. Probably a little bit rocky to start off the season, but got things going okay right now.
Yeah, when we were sitting at Media Days in Chicago, it was still kind of up in the air what the quarterback situation would be, and I'm sure it's tough when Andrew has to take a back seat, and it looks like Connor has finally kind of found his groove here over the last month. Talk about his development.
No, he's a guy obviously played very sparingly last year, but came in the bowl game and were able to win it at the end there. But he's a guy that you know, we've liked his mobility and his movement in the pocket. We've liked that all along with Connor, and knew that he had the chance to extend plays and make things happen outside the pocket. And we were just sort of waiting for him to show that along with, you know, making the right decisions in those situations. You know, you don't want to move around the pocket and extend plays and make bad decisions. So I think he's grown in that area through game experience mostly. You know, you can only do so much through practice and scrimmages and so forth. I think it's been a process where you know, we've had taken the good with the bad for the first couple games, and now hopefully he's settled in, and you can see his confidence growing, and you can see his leadership growing, and you can see his decision making ability throughout the course of the game is becoming more consistent. So we're happy with him, and you know, if I can just say something about Andrew, you know, did a great job for us last year, and he's still in position to help us this year. But he's handled this situation with the class and maturity that we would expect from him, and he's just waiting in the wings for the opportunity now. And if that pops for him, we expect him to do a great job there too.
And Coach, just kind of expanding on that a little bit, it's always hard to follow a legend like you guys had in Kirk Cousins. Was that a tough transition? Did the fans expect too much after Kirk graduated?
Yeah, I think that is always tough, as you say. I think, you know, even before Kurt, we had Brian Hoyer, who's an NFL quarterback now. So we've had around some pretty good quarterbacks, and sometimes you sort of take it for granted. And, yeah, to answer your question, they probably were expecting a little bit too much, being that Andrew had very little experience coming into the year. And if you look back to 2009, when Kirk Cousins first started, you know, he had his struggles also. You know, and so it's tough to step into that situation, especially in Andrew's case, where he's breaking in new receivers as well. So, you know, it was a tough transition, but we got through the hump, a little bump in the road, so to speak, and hopefully back on track now.
We're chatting with Dave Warner. He's the co-offensive coordinator at Michigan State here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Well, let's talk about your running backs. Jeremy Lankford continues to get stronger. Le'Veon Bell had a little success against Nebraska. How can Lankford have the same success tomorrow?
Well, obviously it starts up front with their offensive line. I mean, they've got to do the job, and it's going to be a tremendous challenge. You know, Nebraska, if you look at their body of work through the course of the year, you know, they've done a pretty decent job. And you look at last week against Michigan, they totally shut Michigan down, obviously. So the challenge is there. They're probably more athletic than any front seven that we've gone against this year. You know, very athletic, very fast, good speed at the linebacker spot. So it's going to be a challenge. And our up front guys have to take care of it. And then when we get the crease, Jeremy's got to do a good job of being patient with his course on the run plays. And when he finds the crease, he's got to take it. And unfortunately, he's been able to do that over these last couple of weeks.
Dave, what do you see Nebraska's defense specifically that has made them better here over the last couple of weeks? It's always good to get the perspective on the other side of what it looks like.
Yeah, you know, I talk about the front seven and the speed there, the athleticism is excellent. And I know they have some young guys there that are starting to grow at the position and playing better. What I look at is the secondary. I guess maybe that's part of my background, coaching quarterbacks and so forth. But, I mean, they've done a great job against us. I guess a lot of people, you know, in the pass game over the last couple of years. 2 years ago, they totally shut us down, the pass game. Last year, you know, got a little bit better. But then as I went back and looked at our stats from the game last year, we really didn't throw the ball that good last year either. So, you know, we feel like we've got to improve in that area. Certainly got to run the football, but we got to do a better job throwing the football against these guys. But they do a very good job with their scheme is what makes it hard. And hopefully we have some answers this year.
Last minute here with Michigan State assistant coach Dave Warner. Coach, you've been here with the Spartans, obviously, when you were coaching at Kansas late 80s and through the mid-90s. You guys have been to Lincoln. What do you tell a team to prepare them for an atmosphere like this? Obviously, you guys play in the Big House, Ohio State, Notre Dame. Is Nebraska different than any of those places?
I don't know if I would say it's different, but it's certainly comparable. You know, I just go back to, you know, again, when I was at Kansas playing up there, we played a couple games where it was an important game, and we got our butts kicked. But it's an atmosphere that is very intimidating if you're not used to it. And I guess that's what happened to us back then. But we've been in those places here, and guys just get used to it, I think. For first-time guys coming out in an atmosphere like that, it's hard. So those guys have to adjust, but some of our older guys have been there, but you just have to adjust to the crowd noise and just that atmosphere in general. So, but it's a great experience. It really is. You know, it's what you play college football for.
Coach, you coach there with Coach D'Antoni and our buddy Bob Crocker, defensive coordinator at UNK. You got a story for us?
Oh, good God. I don't know. Probably nothing I can say on the air specifically about Crocker, but I had a great time at Kansas for 9 years. Crocker's a great guy. Spent a lot of time with him. Great coach, and you know, one of the things that I keep going back to from a Kansas standpoint is that we played Nebraska, I guess, every 9 years there, I guess. Not all up in Nebraska. I just played 9 years, lost every one of them. But the time we got the closest to beating them was, I don't know if I'm going to get the year right, but it was probably about 1993 or 93 maybe, where they won the national championship. I think they won the national championship there. But we actually went for two at the end of the game rather than kicking an extra point to tie it, which would have knocked them out of it. We went for two and didn't make it. So no one remembers that, but our little Jayhawks played pretty good that day. Just came up a little bit short.
Oh, I guarantee you, we remember that, and we thank you. That's all that. That's all we can say about that. Dave, last question, then we'll let you out of here as you guys get ready to fly into Lincoln. What a win here, of course, obviously puts you right there at the front of the bus to go to Indianapolis. What would it mean for this football program to get right back here two times in 3 years to Indianapolis?
Well, that's our goal, and that's everybody's goal when you start the season or before you start the season, when you start winter conditioning. So that's a goal of ours, and we talk about it constantly. So it's important, but Nebraska's in the same boat. I mean, Nebraska has control of their own destiny, as we do, so they're just going to be highly motivated and jacked up as we are. But it's there in front of us, and we're excited about that. Now we just have to go out and seize the opportunity.
Coach, great to meet you via this interview, and we appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Can't wait to see you in Lincoln tomorrow, and best of luck to the Spartans the rest of the way.
Okay, Doug, thanks so much.
You bet, Coach, and the head, the offensive coordinator, co-offensive coordinator, running back coach Dave Warner joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Always great to catch up with some new folks here on ESPN Radio in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Midway, it's a better way. Right now, low monthly payments, 1.99% financing for 72 months on new vehicles, 2.99% financing for pre-owned vehicles for 72 months. You don't have to give up cheap interest rates for the rebates right now at your Midway Auto dealerships. Keep your cash and finance at extremely low rates and talk to the gang at Midway to find out how. Plus, you can go to their all-new website. It's still thinkmidway.com, but it's been revamped and furbished and just looks great. Give you some extra activities or extra Facebook giveaways as well. At thinkmidway.com, you can see their entire inventory. The folks at Midway Care taking care of you. The affordable car ax sale known as Midway Care right now at Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When we come back, we have got Robin Walshett. He'll be joining us from Lincoln, talking a little Husker basketball and a football to wrap up our show. From the state volleyball tournament, Omaha Marion is now up 2-0 over Lincoln Southeast in Class A. Freeman and West Point Guardian Angels even at a set apiece. We'll be right back.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
ESPN Superstation. Sports Center.
Good afternoon, I'm Mike Will, a SportsCenter update on ESPN. Hastings St. Cecilia beat Palmyra in the semifinals of the Class C2 State Volleyball Tournament today in Grand Island. The scores were 25-14, 25-19, and 25-11. Morgan Nicola led the way with 17 kills. St. Cecilia will play either Freeman or Guardian Angels Central Catholic for the championship tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock at the Heartland Event Center. The Hawkettes will be looking for their sixth state championship in volleyball, but the first since 1990. We'll have the action on 1230 KHIS, beginning with a pregame show at 8:55. In Class A this morning, Millard West beat Papillion La Vista 25-23, 25-22, 16-25, and 25-16. Millard West will play either Omaha Marion or Lincoln Southeast for the championship on Saturday. Giltner will battle Sterling today in the semifinals in Class D2. The Hornets beat Layton in three sets yesterday, while the Jets took care of Meade. First serve will be at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Pre-game show will be at 1:55 on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5. That match will be followed up by Bertrand and Stewart at 4 o'clock today. On Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR, it's Kearney Catholic against Ogallala at 1:55, Minden against Columbus Scotus at 3:55, and Grand Island Northwest against Norris at 6:25 tonight. Midland University beat Hastings College 1-0 last night to win the GPAC Men's Soccer Championship. The Warriors scored the only goal of the game in the 67th minute. Hastings is now 18-3 and will be seeking a wild card berth into the NAIA National Tournament. Hastings College will play at Morningside tonight for the GPAC Women's Soccer Championship. The Broncos are 15-4-1. The Mustangs are 14-2-4. Game time will be at 6 o'clock. Hastings College football team will wrap up their season tomorrow at Nebraska Wesleyan. The Nebraska Kearney football team will close out their season tomorrow at Fort Hays State. That's sports. I'm Mike Will.
Brought to you by T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that's easier on you for a lifetime. Robin Walshett of HuskerOnline.com joins us here, getting ready for a big weekend. Nebraska football against Michigan State, and of course, Nebraska, South Carolina State basketball on Sunday as he's getting ready to go to the press conference and listen to what Tim has to say. But Robin, good morning. How are you?
Doing well, man. Thanks for having me.
Well, great to catch up with you again. Before we jump into the football, I do want to touch on the basketball because Robin is the man that covers it for – explain that to me, by the way. Hoppin, you would think, would be the basketball guy, but it's you. How'd that work out? Just because you got seniority? Yeah.
Well, I started a couple of years before Dan joined the staff, and actually when he joined, there was, you know, it was right when Doc had been let go, and there was some talk about whether or not we were going to switch it up, and if I would go take over baseball, you know, because Erstad just joined staff, there was a lot of excitement around that, and ended up sticking with basketball, and it's worked out pretty well. So, unfortunately, the son of one of the greatest players in Nebraska basketball history does not cover Nebraska basketball.
No bias that way.
Exactly. We want to be neutral here.
Robin, what do you think so far? They've picked up a couple of wins. I think maybe Florida Gulf Coast was more impressive, and now they're going to get their players start to filter back in off the suspensions, which is a bad deal. I want to start with that, though. Coach Miles really handled that perfectly. He ought to put a manual out on how to do that because he came out, he said it, and nobody bothered him about it after that. Might be different if they were in the top 10 in the country, but this team is going to start to get its real good players back, and that's already after a 2-0 start.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be interesting, too, to see kind of how Ray Gallegos and Devrel Biggs fit into the mix, you know, when they come back on Sunday, just because the fact of the matter is Nebraska's looked okay without them. And so, you know, I don't know if they necessarily, at least Gallegos necessarily jumps right into the starting lineup. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if he did, but I also wouldn't be surprised if, you know, he were to come off the bench and they were to go with the five that they've been rolling with, you know, just to kind of further prove a point to him that, you know, no player is bigger than the team. And then for Biggs, you know, I think that I think he'll play a lot off the bench early. You know, I think he's got a chance to eventually crack into that starting lineup if he's able to go out and produce. But, yeah, I mean, I think that it just goes without saying that having those two pieces back in your rotation is going to do nothing but bolster this lineup. And, you know, when you talk about the foul situations and the injuries that they've had, they're going to need all the depth they can get. You know, with the new rule changes, especially with the backcourt guys, the new hand-checking enforcement that the NCAA is cracking down on. You never know what your depth is going to look like. You know, if they could call, you know, 45 fouls on a team or whatever, or in a game, and then all of a sudden your bench is drained. So I think having those guys back will obviously be a huge boost, but it'll be interesting to see how they kind of mix in now that they're back ready to play.
Yeah, this is Jim Lyon. I watched their Gulf Coast game, and I thought we shot the ball really well as a team. I don't know exactly what the percentage was, but I do know that we, you know, even if we did not score the first time, we get a second back, you know, put in, and you know, and that makes it look really good. I thought that was the strength of the team, and I thought we also did a good job of getting back on defense. I didn't think Florida Gulf Coast got a lot of transition shots like they got in the NCAA tournament. Your thoughts?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. You know, that was the team that had over like 150 dunks as a team last year, and they didn't dunk it once in that game, and they had 0 points in transition. I think that speaks volumes to the way Nebraska handled them defensively. And that just kind of goes to the increased amount of athleticism they have on their roster. You know, when you add in guys like Teron Pettaway and Walter Pitchford, and, you know, big, long, athletic guys that can run the floor, that definitely plays a huge part in, you know, increasing your defensive performance. And, you know, I think as far as the shooting goes, yeah, they were definitely on fire. You know, when you bank in the three-pointer for the first points ever at Pinnacle Bank Arena, you know it's going to be a good night. So that kind of goes with what, you know, Tim Miles said at the beginning of the season that, you know, he was asked, you know, what he's expecting out of this team. He said, I think we're going to be like an EKG, not a roller coaster, an EKG line, because it's going to be some serious highs and some serious lows, and it's not going to be very gradual in between. So I think we saw them cool off a little bit in that game the other night. And, you know, the shooting was a little rough in the second half, especially. So I don't think they're going to come out and, you know, shoot lights out like they did against Gulf Coast. I think that the energy and emotion behind that game definitely worked in their favor a little bit. And I think they kind of overwhelmed Florida Gulf Coast just with the entire atmosphere of that game. But I think that overall across the board, shooting is definitely improved, and especially when you throw Gallegos back in the mix, they're going to be a much better shooting team than they were a year ago.
Robin Washington, HuskerOnline.com, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Before we jump into the football, it was National Letter of Intent signing day. A non-traditional power in basketball like Nebraska is usually not going to get much in the fall, but they did get on the dotted line, one of the top 150 according to almost every service, and that's Jacob Hammond coming out of Oklahoma. Just a brief synopsis on him and what the future looks like in the recruiting world from the basketball scene.
Yeah, you know, he's a really interesting prospect. Just, you know, he's a big 6'10 kid, you know, 235, 240, fits exactly what they need for this class, just in terms of having that big man presence to fill in the paint next year. But he's a kid that went to he's now in his fourth different high school in 4 years, and there was a chance that the Oklahoma High School Athletic Association was going to hold him out of play this year for what would be his senior season, you know, because they have rules against kids transferring. You know, you can only play. It's interesting because, you know, not only was it his fourth school, but he was homeschooled as well, and so he's playing in these homeschool leagues out in Oklahoma City. And, you know, there were a couple of hurdles, you know, basically preventing him from being eligible to play this season. Well, he went in for an appeal, and that appeal was initially denied this past Friday. And so they went back on Wednesday morning, the first day of signing day, and appealed again. And this time they had, like, the superintendent of his high school and some lawyers present. And that seemed to change the tune of the Oklahoma High School Athletic Association. So they said, you know, we basically have trouble understanding the rules ourselves. We can't expect, you know, kids to, you know the rules in these types of situations. So they granted him a waiver to play this season. So not only did he sign and submit his national letter of intent to Nebraska, but he also got his waiver cleared to play his senior season. So it was a pretty good day for Jacob Hammond. And, you know, he, of course, is the first Rivals 150 commit for Nebraska since Rivals has been doing the rankings, and that goes back to 2003. So it's definitely a big deal, you know, just for Nebraska's sakes, just, you know, to be in the conversation with kids like that. And, you know, they have right now they actually have one open scholarship for this 2014 class, and per Big Ten rules, they can oversign by one. So you're looking at potentially two more guys in the spring, which is the signing period out in April. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens there, because I wouldn't be surprised if there's some roster turnover, you know, with some of the scholarship guys they have right now. You may not see some of those same faces back, because I think they're looking to sign two, if not three, guys in the spring 2014 signing period. So it's going to be interesting to see kind of how they handle that. You know, I know they are in on a JUCO kid, a power forward down in Lee College, Texas. His name is Dang Bang. It's D-E-N-G twice.
Awesome.
And he's, you know, an athletic power forward. And then there's another kid down in Florida, a prep school kid named Alir Leek. He's another big, you know, kid there. So what they're looking for is an athletic big man to kind of pair up with Hammond, who's more of your traditional center. So that's kind of the names that are on the radar right now. But, you know, we still got a few months to go for them to do some more work and, you know, get on some kids that are waiting to sign in the spring.
I'm still laughing about how the atmosphere changes when lawyers get into the room. But, you know,
exactly. It's funny how that works. Huh?
Robin Washington, Husker Online. Before we completely run out of time here, let's talk a little football. And Robin's not the number one football recruit type of guy, but we all know it's a big weekend. Nebraska hasn't been home for an afternoon game in a long, long time, and this is a big, big stage.
Yeah, Bo talked about it yesterday after practice. You know, he said that he would much rather prefer to play 2:30 every week instead of 11, just, you know, because, like you said, it's so hard to get kids to Lincoln, Nebraska, you know, when they play games Friday night, to get them in there by Saturday morning. And so, you know, this allows them a few more hours to get kids on campus, and they're taking advantage. You know, they have, I think we have about 7 official visitors listed for this weekend, along with 15 to 20 unofficials. So it's going to be a pretty big day, and, you know, I think the atmosphere is going to be pretty impressive. I know the fans are pretty geeked up about, you know, this game, just because of the magnitude it has in the Big Ten Legends Division standings. And so the hope is that, you know, with the recruiting hasn't gone quite as quickly as some people might, you know, have hoped, but the hope is that, you know, having a big weekend like this will help him get caught up a bit in filling up his class.
All right, Robin, you guys have probably talked about this in the Husker Online offices. Let me give you this. Offensive line this week, Brent Qualley, Zach Stirrup, Andrew Rodriguez, Cole Penzick, Mark Pelini, quarterback, Tommy Armstrong. I give you that at the beginning of the year, Nebraska would be how big of an underdog to Michigan State. Your thoughts about what Nebraska can do with what they're putting together for tomorrow?
It's been impressive to say the least, just the way that they've been able to execute despite the MASH unit they have on this offensive line. I mean, the Mike Mowdy news that he's doubtful for this game with a shoulder injury, I mean, it's just, it seems like it's one thing after another. You know, I mean, you lose arguably three of your top, you know, offensive linemen, and then at that, your top backup hurts. You know, it's like, what's next? So I think the fact that they've been able to manage and continue to win, you know, despite all those setbacks on the offensive lines, you know, it actually speaks volumes to, you know, this coaching staff's whole theory of next man up. You know, it seems like every time they lose a guy to injury, that's their response. Hey, you know, this opens up an opportunity for the guy behind him, and we fully expect him to step up and, you know, step up to the challenge. And so they've been able to get by with that. Obviously, you know, Michigan's defensive line is a little different than what they're going to face on Saturday. We'll see. This is the ultimate test for sure. Michigan's front seven is as good as any defense in the country. And then you have that secondary for a redshirt freshman to try and pick apart. So the odds definitely don't seem in Nebraska's favor, but, you know, with the way that they've been playing, I wouldn't rule them out. You know, I actually, in our pick'ems this week, I picked Nebraska to win this game just because I think the home environment is going to be the X factor. And I think that they're going to be able to create turnovers against Michigan State's offense. And I think that Michigan State's going to have trouble scoring. So it's going to be low scoring, but I got Nebraska winning.
Yeah, I definitely think that everybody I've talked to in the nation, I'm just talking about people in Las Vegas when I say people I've talked to in the nation. But they...
Those are the smart ones, right?
Yeah, very much so. They've got the over-under at 42. And the people are talking that, you know, they don't know if either team can score 20 points or not. And I've talked to Doug about this, that Pelini seems to do a pretty good job of coaching when it's a field position game. You know, when he doesn't, the offense, it stays close. I'm afraid of this. I think if Michigan State would score and then get a second score, and go up like 10-0, that it might get away from us. What's your feeling about that?
Well, that's kind of, you know, been an issue for this team. You know, when they get down early, it seems like, you know, the play calling goes into panic mode a little bit, and they start throwing the ball three straight times for three incomplete passes, and then, you know, give the ball back, you know, after, you know, 20 seconds of game clock went off the clock. And they, you know, it seems that sometimes they get a little panicky and go away from, you know, what this offense truly is. And right now, I think it's obvious that they're a running football team. You know, when you mix in their ability to run the option now with Tommy Armstrong and with the level of play Amir Abdullah is playing at right now, it's, you know, I don't know how you can justify getting the ball out of his hand. You know, he's been so good. You know, I think that's definitely going to be key. Ball control is going to be huge because, you know, you have to be able to establish drives. Three and outs are going to be deadly because, you know, while Michigan State's offense is nothing to write home about, you don't want to give them any extra chances that, you know, you don't have to. So that's going to be huge. And I think, you know, one of the biggest determining factors in this game, oddly enough, is going to be at the punting position. You know, at Michigan State, punter is one of the best punters in the Big Ten, if not the country. And so they're going to have a big advantage there, you know, as far as, you know, if their offense struggles, you know, winning that or setting that field position tone. And so what Nebraska is going to need, they're going to need the good Sam Holtz to show up, you know, the guy that can boot it 65, 70 yards, you know, when he really gets his leg into it. They don't need the one that's going to, you know, shank it off his foot and, you know, for a 19-yard punt and gives the ball back in midfield. So Sam Holtz is going to play as big of a role probably as anyone on the team, just in terms of, you know, winning that field position battle, like you mentioned.
Yeah, and saying that, too, all special teams. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I agree with that.
Coverage units, yep, exactly. Field goals, I mean, every point's going to be extremely valuable. And so, you know, a guy like Pat Smith, I know that they're a little timid sometimes, you know, letting him go out there and let it loose from over 40 yards. And chances are they're probably going to have to rely on him to do that, you know, one, if not two or three times. So,
and their return unit, Michigan State's return units are pretty good. Nebraska's been pretty good, especially on their punt coverage and kickoff coverage. They've been pretty good at, you know, limiting those big returns. So they're going to need all three elements to come together, just because, you know, this is going to be a game that, you know, the slightest error could end up costing either team the game.
And that slight error, as we let wrap things up with Robin, I've been thinking about this. Armstrong's pitches on that option, how many times are they on that back shoulder, and Amir has hauled them all in with more pressure from Michigan State. Keep an eye. One of them's going to be on the ground, at least. Nebraska has to cover those. Robin, we'll let you get to the press conference. Enjoy the games, both football and basketball this weekend. Always appreciate chatting with you on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Yeah, no problem, guys. Thanks.
Robin Walsh at Husker Online. Jimmy, that takes us into to the ball game tomorrow. We've made our predictions. We've done Pigskin Pick'em. We've talked to all the great folks. We got state football going on tonight. Good luck to the Islanders. That would be awesome to see them get to the state championship game. It's a busy time in Grand Island with football and volleyball, and that's where I'm headed right now.
Well, hey, get moving. Drive careful, all right?
That's right. Could you be blocker?
No.
If I get you a black Trans Am, could you be blocker for me?
Give me a black Trans Am. Yeah, I can do a lot of things for you.
I got an idea that your picks might get us a little bit closer to that this weekend. Jimmy, thanks for the time. We'll see you on Monday.
All right, take care.
Hey, we want to thank Dave Warner, co-offensive coordinator at Michigan State, Robin Washington of HuskerOnline.com for joining us on the program today. Bo Pelini's press conference, a lot of recap from state volleyball, hopefully some championship coaches to talk to on Monday. Thanks for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll see you from the state volleyball tournament on Classic Hits and The Breeze, 94.5 starting at 2 this afternoon.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.